Well, lawyers are arguing two major trials today that concern two separate standoffs between federal agents and armed protesters. In Oregon, four people face conspiracy charges for their role in last year's 41-day occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The leader of that standoff, Eamon Bundy, was acquitted of all charges in October. But he and others have also been charged in a 2014 standoff in Bunkerville, Nevada. Now, that armed protest was led by Bundy's father, a 70-year-old cattle rancher named Cliven Bundy, who refused to pay more than $1 million in grazing fees over 20 years for his use of federal land. The first of three trials involving the Bunkerville standoff is going on now. Jenny Wilson is covering the trial for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. She joins us by Skype. Jenny, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So there are these two cases here, so I think it's important for you to lay it out. Remind us what happened in this Bunkerville, Nevada standoff.
So in the Bunkerville case, it started about 20 years ago when Cliven Bundy stopped paying fees and was letting his cattle roam freely on hundreds of thousands of acres of federal land. The federal government tried over two decades to get him to either remove his cattle or pay his fees, and he refused. He would throw court orders out the window of his truck. He would mail a check to the Clark County government instead of the federal government. And eventually, the feds got a court order that would authorize the Bureau of Land Management to go in and round up the cattle and seize them to impound them.
And what was his argument? Why didn't he think he had to pay these fees?
So Bundy maintains that the local sheriff, rather than the federal government, has control over the lands in question. He thinks that the federal lands belong to, quote unquote, we the people. And that was why he mailed the check to Clark County. That was why when all of these protests were taking place, he was kept looking to the sheriff for help. He fundamentally rejects the idea that the federal government has jurisdiction on these public lands in Nevada.
Okay. Tell us about the people who are facing charges, because I understand one of them is Eric Parker, who was photographed wearing body armor, laying on his stomach and aiming a rifle from a bridge at the protest.
Yeah, Eric Parker, and there's one other defendant in that case who was also photographed pointing that long gun through the crack in the Jersey barrier on the bridge. So the six people that are standing trial right now are who the government has described as gunmen. They're not people who really had any interest in the cattle grazing dispute, and to some extent, the federal land dispute, for that matter. But what they did do was they saw all these online postings, blogs, about what was going on, about the protests, and they decided for a multitude of reasons that their rights were being threatened. So they got in the cars and they drove from out of state to join the protests. When the standoff occurred on April 12th, 2014, they were, many of them, armed and wearing tactical gear. And some of them, as you said, photographed pointing the weapons through the crack in the Jersey barrier. They maintain that they thought the federal government was about to launch this mass attack on them and that they were acting the way they did for self-defense. The federal government obviously challenges that assertion.
Mm. And there may be some sympathy there in Nevada. Last year, I was in Bunkerville right around the election, and I did an interview with the town's constable, Eric Laub, who knows the Bundy family well. And we were talking about the election, and Laub drew a comparison to Cliven Bundy and Donald Trump because, you know, in his mind, both men have taken firm stances against bureaucrats and politicians in Washington.
The gut feeling is that there's a lot of people that would agree with Cliven and agree with Donald Trump that something needs to be done.
So, Jenny, we see this attitude in the West a lot. We saw it lead to an acquittal in the Oregon case. Are we at a time and in a place where the same thing could happen in Nevada in this trial with Cliven Bundy?
It certainly could happen in Nevada. I mean, this is a trial that's very ideological in nature. It divides people who are on the either ends of the political scale. So in a case like this, when you have 12 jurors and you need all 12 to go one way in order to acquit or to convict, and anything less than that is a hung jury, there's always the possibility. Anything could happen. But what we did see during jury selection is that wide range of ideas on this issue and the wide range of opinions on this issue just from the jury pool out here in Las Vegas.
Mm. Are Cliven Bundy's cattle still grazing for free on federal land?
Cliven Bundy's cattle are still grazing. They ceased operations back in 2014. They did eventually leave the standoff. As the prosecutor has said, they chose safety over cattle. So the cattle are still there, to my knowledge.
Jenny Wilson, reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, thanks a lot.
Thanks very much.